Network. I'm your host, Fierce Master, and today is Saturday, horny. It is Champagne Saturday, horny. I broadcast live from the Windy City. It's cloudy on today. I'm telling you, it's cloudy on today. About 35 degrees, so it's a little nippy outside. Listen. Let me tell you something. Broadcast live from Windy City. It is November 12th, 2022, 2:15 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3:15 on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum. Listen. Please do shop GumbaRum.com for all your rum libation needs. I am telling you, it is a hot show on today. Come on, engineers, work with me. Where they hearing this music? Where are they hearing this music at on today? Come on, work with me. Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Hey. Oh. Yeah. All right. Your music is being heard all over the world. Yes, indeed. Listen, before I get down into the music, do me just a little favor. While you're on Facebook, use the keyword The Fierce Female Network. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Listen, y'all. You know, they tell me it's a snowstorm that's coming already. Don't they know? Listen, didn't anybody report to the weatherman that we don't get snowstorms in Chicago until after Thanksgiving? You know, he's just a little bit early. I'm not ready. Listen, I have not been shopping. I don't have my snow boots. You know what I'm saying? So listen, would y'all please listen. We need to start a list. I'm telling you, I'm not ready for no snowstorm. I'm seeing here on the news. They're talking about we're getting ready to get some snow. Listen, it's supposed to come after Thanksgiving. I'm not ready yet. We need to do a petition. Can somebody please organize a petition to notify the weatherman that we don't get snowstorms until after Thanksgiving? Now, what's the matter with this man here? Now, listen, if I have to get people together to sign a petition, I will do that and demand that they do a recount. Do a recount, man. Like Trump say, that's what Donald Trump say. They say they stole the election for him.
Listen, somebody stole my little extra free days of not having no snow. So listen, we're going to do a petition. We're going to get organized and tell the weatherman that he is wrong. He is wrong. He is wrong. There will be no snow in Chicago until well after Thanksgiving. So thank you very much. Thank you very much. Now listen. I got to get on with this music, Lord, today. Jesus, we need a petition to send it to the weatherman. Listen, y'all, I got some bad news by independent artist Coco Fornarmi. Listen, this girl is awesome. She is hot. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Her lifelong passion for poetry and music blossomed after a horrific life event this year. Just this year, music came to her rescue on the morning of April 23rd, 2022, when her son taught her how to download free music from YouTube loaded into Logic Pro. Now listen, and report demos of herself. Let me tell you something. Let me just tell y'all the down and dirty about Coco. This lady is a superstar. Y'all know, let me tell you, y'all know the Fierce Female Network is all about superstars of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. That is no joke. That is no joke. Listen, it's not words just falling out of my mouth. You know, it really does happen around here. Listen, you know what I'm thinking about? Let me do this before I play Coco's song. Let me tell you, I got a lot of shout-outs. I'm going to do a shout-out from Omalani. She came and did a musical salute Christmas in July. And I'm telling this girl, I am so impressed with Omalani. She is so powerful. She came on the station. I'm telling you, I heard her music. I said, you know what? You're going to be doing something on Broadway, and you're going to be doing something on fashion. I'm telling you, it's not just words falling out of my mouth. So listen, I want you guys to hear it from Omalani herself. She did a shout-out, and she sent it to me to tell you guys what is going on with her. Check this out.
What's up, my people? I just want to give the biggest shout-out to the fiercest network out there, which is called the Fierce Female Network. And for those of you who are tuned in, I don't want you to just see this about entertainment, because this network is about ordainment. My name is Omalani, and I appeared on this show, and at the time, the things that are going on now weren't even in sight. But that's when your illustrious hostess, Miss Queen Fierce herself, predicted things that I am now accomplishing. She listened to my music and went past the rhythm and the elements that she liked about the music. She said, hey, you know what you should do? You should go into fashion. Then she also said, you know what else? You should go to Broadway or something like that. And here I am, about to do my first fashion show. And I'm going to be doing this fashion show just a couple of blocks from Broadway. And on top of that, there's going to be a big billboard of me right there in Times Square, New York. All of this was predicted on the show before this even happened. So dreams really do come true, and sometimes people have the foresight and insight to see into you.
Yes, it really did happen for Omalani and so many others. I also have a shout-out from Niles Miller. I'll play that a little bit later. But listen, with Omalani, she came on the show and I was talking about fashion. This is what happened. She received an invitation to do New York's Fashion Week. So she walked New York's Fashion Week this year. And then they gave her an invite. They called her and said, we want you to come back next year. So she's already covered to come back next year. New York City's Fashion Week, she's going to be going back next year. And then on top of that, she got an invitation to perform on Broadway, and then she got a billboard. So listen, this is no joke. It is serious business. For me, it is serious business. It is all about millionaire music. Listen, and I'm not talking about making millions of dollars just to be making millions of dollars. Listen, for me, let me explain. I got a lot of music to play today, but let me tell you this. Let me take the time to tell you this. Just like Coco, I'm going to tell Coco something in a moment. Listen, I'm going to tell Lady Coco. This is Lady Coco. Wow, Lady Coco, girl, you better think about that. So, Coco, I'm going to get to the millionaire music in just 1 second. Independent artist Coco's music is going to be played first. Coco Fornarmi, I'm calling her Lady Coco. It's got a punch to it, something with that. So, listen, Lady Coco, oh, my gosh. Listen, Lady Coco, I'm talking about millionaire music. And when I talk about millionaire music, it's not about just making tons of money. It's not about that. It is about helping somebody else, pulling somebody else. So, listen. If you don't have resources in your cupboard, there's no way that you can help somebody else out of whatever hole they're in. Listen, people go through things all the time in life. We are human beings. things, right? Every day is not a sunshiny day. Let me tell you. Mama has been through a lot in her lifetime. I am telling you. So when I say I'm serious, I am serious. Listen, Mama have come back from the dead. Listen, I am not joking here. A lot of people have heard my story and what happened to me. I had a serious ruptured brain aneurysm, and I am telling you, it was not just a stroke. It was the real deal, and it was not, I'm telling you, it was nothing nice to rebuild my life. Listen, dying came back. I ain't got time to go through the whole story, but I'm telling you, it changes your life. When you die and come back, you come back a whole different person. Let me tell you something. God does something to people that have those near-death experiences, and I'm here to tell you, he rearranges you in a whole different way that you never was like before. Listen, so listen, with Millionaire Music, I said that to say this. I am not talking about Millionaire Music just to be talking about money. It is not about the money. It is about the resources. Money. When I say resources, I'm talking about the equivalence of money, right? So money, resources, God blesses us to have financial resources to help somebody else. It's not about just living a lavish life, living in a mansion, making a doghouse, you know, making $1 million doghouse for your dogs. That's not what it's about. It's not putting the pool in for your dog to lavish around in his own little pool. I'm not talking about that. I am talking about making Millionaire Music, right? Of course, you want to live a comfortable life, but outside of that, you want to be able to help somebody else, people that's going through maybe poverty, maybe they don't have a meal, maybe they don't have clothing. For me, it's about changing a continent. It's about changing a life at a time in order to change a country. Listen, I am passionate about Africa, Ghana, Kenya, Nigeria. I am so passionate about that. Listen, because they go through so much in Nigeria, I can't talk about all that. This is a lot to talk about. That's why I love my friend Osa Foreman. He is the political man. He's from Nigeria. He lives in Atlanta. He's here now in the States. He's been here for a couple of years. But listen, that's why I love me some Osa so much, because he is always on the political bandwagon for his country, Nigeria. So let me tell you something. It is about doing something with the resources. We're not trying to just build up money just to have it and say, oh, we got $20 million in our bank account. No. God wants you to help somebody else. So listen, with Lady Coco. Oh, my gosh, there's something to that ring. So with Lady Coco, she is, listen, Millionaire Music. This young lady has the look. She is going to be a model. She's an actress. And when I say a model, listen, this lady can make millions of dollars just by being a model. She has a look. She has it going on. She's very photogenic. She's very gorgeous. She's very beautiful. So listen, and listen, I don't have any problem with giving props to somebody else. Because what? I'm not jealous hearted of anybody. When I see somebody that looks great, I say, you look so fantastic. I don't have to be afraid to say that. I don't have a jealous heart because, listen, I know I got it going on, baby. So listen, Lady Coco has it going on. She's a model. She's an actress. She sings. She writes. And she does it all very well because she's very professional and she's serious about what she's doing. So listen, I'm going to kick off this music with independent artist Lady Coco. Lady Coco. Oh, God. Listen, Lady Coco, you need to do a clothing line called Lady Coco. So listen, I just threw that in. You think about that. And then also I have some music by TCGH and independent artist Mike Power. Mike Power. They all are phenomenal. You're going to love what they have going down. I also want you to visit Lady Coco's website, Cocolicious Music, CocoliciousMusic.com. And the name of her song, which is dropping on Thanksgiving, is I'ma Need Some More. I'ma Need Some More. You know, I love that. I'ma Need Some More Love. I'ma Need Some More Loving Kindness. I'ma Need Some More Love, baby. So listen. Y'all check this out. Take a listen to Lady Coco.
Falling, you're the only one my heart keeps calling you.
right. That is, I'm going to need some more. Listen, that's all. Billboard City, iTunes. I'm telling you, it is top charter. Yes, it is a top chart song. Yes, it is. Billboards. I love this song. It's awesome. Up next is independent artist TCGH. Let me tell you a little bit about him. A fast rising star from West Africa, Ghana, yeah, baby, has a couple of official videos to his name on YouTube featured on. He's also been featured on Vox Africa, and many radio and TV stations, many collaborations worldwide to his name, well known for his versatile way of singing. Guess what, y'all? You're going to hear that on today. He's very versatile. Listen, and I love his song. I love the beat. It's got a nice groove, nice vibe. His song's got a really nice vibe to it. I like both the songs. So I got two songs for him. The first one that's coming is called Sorrow. That's S-O-R-O. And then the next one is Switch. So up first by independent artist TCGH, my man. It is Sorrow, S-O-R-O. Take a listen.
You know they take me out and run away. I know to lie, yo, baby. I just did try, yo, baby. Give me all the love from above, the love that you want. Give me all the love from above, the love from above.
You know they take my heart and run away. I know to lie, yo, baby. I just did try, yo, baby. You know they take my heart and play a plan. I just won't wipe, yo, baby. I just did like. Just won't bless you, baby. My empress, number one expert. Only one to make me smile, girl. I just want you as my girl, yeah, 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 yeah. Make you know they take me flip. Make you know they take me jungle. I want you in my life. I want you as my wife. I want to be your man.
I can take the blame, but I can never take the pain. Suicidal thoughts, look what I got up in there. Jumping from the roof, no excuse, I'm like poop. Brains overloaded, betrayer, it's a gangster now. Now look, they watch you fly and break you down. Clamp your style and hold you down. The street life ain't pitiful, the street rap get into you. That's why I'm always on the dodge with the strap on. Ready anytime before this pussy nigga switch on. I'm in sleep on. I know to see us, best believe us. Only God gonna judge us.
Why not God forgive us? Why not God forgive us?
Man, it's crazy, man.
Yeah.
I don't run from the jungle, from my dark side and everything like that. Growing up, people on my mind. Friends, hunting snakes and everything like that in the jungle, man, you can't trust nobody, you know? Yeah.
What them switching you? All the people switching you. You ain't got that money, got the people wanna switch on you. Watch them lying you, God, I must feel pain for you. You ain't got that money, got your people wanna switch on you.
Tell me you got my back, but I know you only got your back. Told me in the lion's den, the fact is the fairy tale. I knew it then. Tell me don't turn me to a boss. I give you half of the bread and took a loss. Bounce back, but jealousy made me in the crossroads. I guess it's the demons then. The pain is my reflection. I celebrated when you won, but when you won, you were gone. Not for the bros, and you claim we're boys. I should've known. Never trust the G when it's on its low. And that's the fact you for know. And that's the fact you for know.
For the business, nothing to drift in. They know we ain't this, they know I'm in it. I mean for the business, nothing to drift in. They know we ain't this, they know I'm in it. Watch them switching you, all the people switching you. You ain't got that money, got the people wanna switch on you. Watch them lying you, God, I must feel pain for you. You ain't got that money, got your people wanna switch on you. What them switching you, all the people switching you. You ain't got that money, got the people wanna switch on you. What them lying you, God, I must feel pain for you. You ain't got that money, got your people wanna switch on you.
It's Yomi T, baby, gotta stand up with Africa. Hey, it's crazy when the people switch on you like that, man, believe that. Never sound really to me. Hey.
All right, that is Switch Switch by independent artist TCGH. He has a very smooth groove to him. I like the beats. Listen, so we had an opportunity to see his different style. He has Switch, and the other song was Sorrow, a rising talent from out of West Africa, Ghana. He has it going on. Up next is independent artist Mike Power. Let me tell you a little bit about Mike Power. He's a veteran of New York City's underground music scene. He played on the stages of such beloved lost venues as CBGB's and Kenny Castaways, as well as solid survivors like Arlene's Grocery and The Bitter End. As singer and guitarist with several bands while quarantining from the pandemic, he worked remotely with other artists to record his first solo album, a collection of new music called Observations That Beat Buzz. News called a great mix of old school New York City punk and acoustic gems. Now listen, I got something to put down on ya from Mike Power. Listen, he got it going on. You're going to love it. I enjoyed the music. Listen to it earlier. I said, yeah, he got it going. It is a banging bad baby, and it is the boss sauce from Mike Power. Listen, I want y'all to check this out. He's got a real smooth groove. So listen, I like what he got going on. This one is called Like All Addicts. Like All. Listen, I want you to take a close list to this tune. Got a real nice beat. He got strong vocals. He got all ingredients what it takes to make a successful song. Like All Addicts.
Like all addicts, I like to think that I am different. Like all people, I like to think that I can be loved, 'cause who I am. Who I love, who I am is only
By independent artist Mike Power, very saucy. I enjoy it. Let me tell you something. It's going to be a musical salute for Mike Power. Musical salute for Mike Power. It's going to be going on today and tomorrow and Monday and Tuesday. Yes, indeed. Mike Power. Listen, you can tell, you know, when somebody is pouring out what they love. Now, listen, independent artist Mike Power, he's an artist that he loves what he's doing. You can hear it in the music. You can hear the passion. Listen, you know, for some reason, I don't know why, when he was singing, I was listening to the music. I said, you know, I don't know why, but I'm thinking about the Beach Boys. I don't know if you listen to a lot of Beach Boys or not, but I am telling you that's what I was thinking about. So listen, Mike Powell, you know, you got a lot going on there. Listen, your poetry is phenomenal. And he's probably wondering, what Sam is he talking about? Poetry? Poetry? You know, when you're singing, you're telling a story. You're telling a story. It's a story in a song, a troubadour. Story in a song. And he's talking about, I like you. Listen, I like the name of the song, I Like You, because it reminds me of all the little boys I used to like going to school. You know, when you're in grade school and high school, you guys remember them days. You know I'm an old fart. I'm an old fart. But anyway, listen, you never forget. I don't care how old you get, you never forget those little crushes that you had. At least I did. I know I don't forget them, you know, because some of them are still connected with one way or another, especially because of social media. You're connected with some of the people you went to high school with, grade school, even me, you know. People I went to grade school with, they're all pretty much all on Facebook, so you see them from time to time on Facebook, and even some of the ones that I really, really, really had little puppy crushes on, I see them. It's like, oh, I remember what I really like. That's why. So listen, social media does it. It connects us all. So listen, I like the song, I Like You. It reminds me of, it's nostalgic. The song is really nostalgic. I Like You. It is nostalgic. It really is, because it reminds you of days way back when. Listen, I got to get on out of here. I am pretty much out of time. It's been a stone cold blast. And y'all know Mama going to be back later on today doing it all over again with all this great, awesome music. And especially words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.